Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Star Wars franchise has roared back with full force. We may have had our misgivings about Disney, the new proprietor, and what they'd do with it, but the studio and the director, J.J. Abrams, have only heightened the appeal of this space opera for the ages. Star Wars: The Force Awakens flatters old and new audiences alike, and it straddles generations with remarkable grace. The action begins 30 years after Return of the Jedi. The Empire may have been vanquished along with Darth Vader, but every age brings new threats, and the current one is the First Order. It's a military junta with legions of stormtroopers and its own iteration of deep-dyed evil in Kylo Ren. He's an extremely bad guy played extremely well by Adam Driver. On the other side of the new conflict are an accidental heroine and a reluctant hero, both in their ways brilliant creations. The most significant thing about Daisy Ridley's quite dazzling Rey is that she is a she, a scavenger by trade and a whole lot more, but a heroine who carries on her slender shoulders the latest chunk of an entertainment megalith that has been mainly revered by boys. Her partner in heroism is John Boyega's Finn, a disaffected stormtrooper who has blood on his white helmet when we first see him, and who wants no more blood on his hands. They're very funny together, these two adventurous kids, and they're endearing together, too. Whatever comes of their romance in the next episode, they really do bond in this one, with each other and us. Some things have changed in Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Most of the people in it, the young people that is, talk a lot faster than Star Wars characters used to. The old folks, including Harrison Ford's Han Solo and Carrie Fisher's Princess Leia, who's now a general, talk slowly and with feeling that's all but sure to bring tears to older fans' eyes. The combat is more intense than it's ever been, thus the PG-13 rating, and there's a super cute new droid, Rey's little companion BB-8, a machine with a body that resembles a beach ball and a head that looks like the pedestal of an early Mac desktop. If I've left anything out, it's only the character-actor question and central plot point that everyone who cares about Star Wars currently cares about most. Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker, a search for whom provides the movie's dramatic engine. Is Luke dead or alive? Has he gone to the dark side? Whatever has become of him? Well, Star Wars: The Force Awakens contains more potential spoilers than I can count, and my lips are sealed and locked when it comes to this one. Everything you need to know about the movie is exactly where it belongs in the movie. Just see it. You'll love it. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.